Cuba. He has been in power there for more than 30 years. He has said he has no use or time for the democratic changes sweeping through Eastern Europe. Castro has instead put his faith in his nation's youth, and they have in him, or so it would seem. Here's Ed Rabel in Havana.
The Cuban government today honored its young people in the biggest celebration here of communist youth in 20 years. The faces were reminders that more than half of Cuba's 10 million people were born after Fidel Castro took over here 31 years ago. These young people are Cuba's future, the government says. But Fidel Castro is getting... They are the healthiest and most educated young people in Cuba's history. For that, many of them say they have Castro and his socialist revolution to thank.
We have the best leader in the world, Fidel Castro. We love him. That's all. That's all.
If they are bored with Castro's rigid Marxist-Leninist doctrines, or if they long for the sweeping changes occurring in Eastern Europe, they're not saying so publicly. These teenage brothers spend all their spare time listening to rock and roll, but they say they are dedicated to the revolution. There is no movement here for change, they say, because the revolution in Cuba is too strong. To the extent he can, Castro has been rewarding young people. For example, on their return home, the 300,000 Cubans sent to Africa were first in line for housing, jobs, and education. Such benevolence breeds dedication, some young people say.
Socialism or death, that's our future.